Well, good morning and welcome to the Power Hour. It's a brand new week and I am very, very happy to be here this Monday, August the 30th, 2021, as your humble guest host. I'm Jeffrey Daugherty. I'm known as the Christian Whistleblower. I host Late Night in the Heartland Monday through Friday, and you can find out about that if you'd like to on jeffreydaugherty.com. But it seems like it was just yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, when I believe I received a very nice email from a very nice lady named Catherine. And she was asking if the late, great Joyce Riley would like to have me to come appear on this program. I was very humbled. I was very honored. Had the great pleasure to speak a couple of times with Joyce. Talked about the Mandela Effect, I think. Talked about Apostle Paul, Antichrist, and now here we are, guest hosting the show. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and I want you to all know that, and it's just great to be here in front of this great Power Hour audience. And there's so few of these really good platforms left in our genre. I wish it wasn't true, but it is. And such a big part of what keeps the Power Hour going and keeps the Power Hour strong is the Power Mall. And they've got some great opportunities for you here today, because in these days, you know, a dollar here, a dollar there, it all adds up to real money. And right now at the Power Mall, you can get $5 off when you spend $50. Just use Take 5 at checkout. Or you can get $10 off when you spend $100. Use Take 10 at checkout. You can shop online 24/7 at thepowermall.com or simply pick up your phone, dial toll-free 877-817-9829. There's buy one, get one on Tranquil by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. That's good as long as supplies last. 10% off of Optiva products, 10% off of the Strauss Naturals products, and 10% off of Happy Bodies products, Detox Cocktail, and their phosphatidylcholine. You didn't think I could say that, did you? Well, folks, we're so glad to have you here today, and it's so important to support these great platforms because they're going away, and we need to keep doing what we can to keep them supported. Plus, you're going to use most of this stuff anyway, so why not make it a win-win? Help keep your favorite radio platform going, the Power Hour, by supporting the Power Mall. And tell them Jeffrey Daugherty sent you. Folks, let's talk about some of the news. It's a lot of things going on in the world today. Some of them great, some of them not so great. And we're getting reports that a U.S. drone strike in Kabul killed 10 civilians. Live News and Al Jazeera are reporting that the death of civilians, including children, in a United States drone strike on Sunday in Kabul has been widely criticized. And what a horrible thing war is, especially when our children get involved and get caught in the crossfire. The U.S. said that it killed Islamic State in Khorasan province suicide bombers intending to attack the Kabul airport. However, Al Jazeera is reporting that the drone strike also killed 10 civilians, ranging from just 2 years old all the way up to 40 years old. Meanwhile, several rockets have been fired at Kabul's international airport a day before the deadline for the U.S. troops to pull out of Afghanistan ends. And the White House did confirm the attack and said that the evacuation operations at the airport were not interrupted, and adding that Joe Biden was briefed about the latest rocket attack on Monday morning aimed at the Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul. An official U.S. official told the Reuters news agency that some of the rockets were intercepted by a missile defense system, and the ISIL, or ISIS armed group, claimed responsibility for the attack. The group's Nashir News said on its Telegram channel, adding that 6 Katyusha rockets were fired at the airport. The attack comes a day after the U.S. forces launched a second drone attack in Afghanistan after Thursday's suicide bombing at the airport left nearly 200 people dead. At least 13 U.S. troops were among those killed. The U.S. says that it wants to take out suicide bombers in latest drone attacks, but the media reports that several children were also killed in that incident and that destroyed a car laden with explosives. Terrible news, horrible news, and we should all pray, send good intentions to what, and do whatever we can towards the people there. And it's not just the children of Afghanistan that are at risk, ladies and gentlemen. This morning, the Epoch Times is reporting that Anthony Fauci, Biden's pandemic advisor, is saying that mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for children attending school are a good idea. He says that he believes that mandating vaccines for children to appear in school is a good idea. We've done this for decades and decades, requiring polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis. So this would not be something new, requiring vaccinations for children to come to school, Fauci told CNN State of the Nation. Now, a number of research papers over the course of this pandemic have revealed that children appear to be the least likely age group to be affected by the virus, quote unquote. And those papers have shown that serious illness or death is very rare among children under the age of 18. We have to hope so. And Fauci, during a separate interview on ABC Sunday, said that he hopes the Food and Drug Administration will approve the vaccine for children under the age of 12. Of course, I feel like I want to mention that all of those other vaccines that Fauci mentioned, of course, did go through full approval, much testing. I don't like them either, but it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And the Kabul families are saying that the children killed in U.S. drone attacks were actually true and real. Al Jazeera again is reporting that the Ahmadi and Nejrabi families had packed all their belongings, waiting for word to be escorted to the Kabul airport and eventually get moved to the United States. But the message Washington sent instead was a rocket into their homes in their neighborhood. The Sunday drone attack, which U.S. claimed was conducted on an Islamic State target, killed 10 members of the families, again, ranging from 2 to 40 years old. So confirmation that civilians are being caught in that horrific crossfire, ladies and gentlemen. And the nation of China has banned eggs for 6 and 7 year olds over concerns about physical and mental health. Russian Times is reporting that the Chinese government has announced that written examinations for 6 and 7 year olds have been banned over concerns about the impact they have on the physical and mental health of students. Now, I wasn't that great of a student, and I can tell you there is some mental health issues about exams, probably because you didn't study for them like you should. But this so-called reform, which is part of China's educational overhaul, is designed to reduce the pressure on overburdened students within the country's exam-focused schooling system, which begins when people are young pupils and leads up to a university entrance exam. A statement released by the Chinese Ministry of Education cites how too frequent testing results in students being under huge exam pressure from a young age that harms their mental and physical health. I wonder if we might be able to extrapolate that into asking the question about too frequent testing results about other things. I don't know. Just something to think about. And alongside these examinations, ending these examinations for young students, the Chinese government is also introducing limits on exams for other peoples to once per term, but permitting midterm and mock examinations for students in junior high school. Other changes included an order back in July by Beijing officials for all private tutoring firms to become nonprofits and prohibit tutoring agencies from operating during weekends and holidays. Written homework has also been banned for students in the first and second grades, with older students limited to just 1.5 hours of homework a night. I don't even know what to think about this. Why in the world, when it seems like the world's getting more competitive, it seems like the least thing we need to do is stop teaching children so much. The Chinese have decided that, well, maybe their kids know a little bit too much. Let's take it easy on them. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But as a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, like the late, great Joyce was, this story interested me. Veterans are opening their email and finding out that they are prohibited from disrespecting Biden, Kamala, and others. World News Daily reports that amid the crisis taking place in Afghanistan, the Office of Naval Intelligence, that's an interesting place for that email to come from, in the midst of this crisis, the ONI has found the time to remind active duty and retired service members not to say anything unflattering about the president's deadly debacle. Do I need to read that again? The Office of Naval Intelligence is telling veterans, active duty, and retired service members not to say anything unflattering about the president's deadly debacle. And while being scolded to speak as if seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, the email instructed recipients to be equally happy in discussing the vice president, Congress, the Secretary of Defense, and others, according to the Daily Wire, with what it said were the contents of the August 23rd communication. Wow. Given the heightened political and social atmosphere surrounding Afghanistan, it's important to remind our uniformed personnel, active duty, and reservists on temporary active duty, and military retirees of their responsibilities and obligations under Article 88 of the UCMJ, otherwise known as the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and the Department of Defense Directive 1344-10, the email read. Folks, where I come from, they call that a threat. And they say, while it's vital to protect the constitutional right of freedom of expression for these groups, consistent with mission accomplishment, national security, and good order and discipline, it's important to remember certain limitations. Namely, uniformed personnel, military retirees are prohibited from disrespecting senior government leadership, president, vice president, Congress, secretary of defense, service secretaries, etc., the email said. Now, it wasn't clear who had received the email, but the context made it clear that non-military employees of the agency were also rebuked lest they be too unflattering. Even for you civilians, you can see the finger wagging. You're reminded of the danger that your public comments will and could be attributed to the Office of Naval Intelligence or to the Department of Defense, the email read. While you're entitled to your opinion and to share your opinion amongst those you know and trust, being too vocal in criticism of, say, the president or members of the military and civilian leadership may reflect poorly on the Office of Naval Intelligence, the email read. Folks, as a veteran, as an American, I think I'm shocked. I think I'm appalled. And I think that I might even be a little bit worried because you know what's coming up. If they're telling the veterans, especially I'm thinking about the veterans, those that are in uniform, they know they've got to follow the chain of command. Those that are in uniform, they know they're under the UCMJ. Those that are retired, though, people that have served their country for at least 20 years, some of them 30, 35, 40 years. And these are people that really did serve their country. They laid their life on the line. And now that they are out of the military and they're enjoying what is, let's be frank, it's not a great retirement, especially for our heroic veterans. You know, if they made me president today, I would end all retirement for all elected officials and pour that back into our great veterans so they could actually have a nice retirement. But be that as it may, you can see what's coming. If veterans, and again, I'm talking about retired veterans especially, what's going to happen when retired veterans decide that they do want to exercise their First Amendment rights and criticize Biden or Kamala or others. What's going to happen when they exercise their constitutional rights and say, I don't want to wear what you're telling me to wear. I don't want to take what you're telling me to take. What's going to happen to our retirees? Will they limit their benefits? Will they take their benefits? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to have the sick, so to speak, the back of our great veterans, and we need to keep our fingers on the pulse of this growing concern, because those people have been too good to us for too long for us to walk away from them. And shame on you, Office of Naval Intelligence, says former Staff Sergeant, United States Air Force, Jeffrey Allen Daugherty. And you can feel free to quote me. And folks, the Fifth Circuit cancels hearing on Texas heartbeat abortion law days before it takes effect. The law, which prohibits abortion when a fetal heartbeat is detected, is set to go into effect on Wednesday. That's good news. Fox News says that a Texas law that would ban abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, that's kind of euphemistic, isn't it? If we know it's a heartbeat, then that would make abortion more like something that starts with an M, wouldn't it? But I'm just the guest host. I won't go there. But a Texas law that would ban abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected is set to go into effect Wednesday in Texas after the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals canceled a hearing that was supposed to take place Monday. Abortion providers, including the wonderful people at Planned Parenthood, they filed an emergency motion asking the court to either put that law on hold with a stay or send the case back to district court. How about Planned Parenthood stay out of our business? How about that, Planned Parenthood? There's a stay for you, out of our business. But the Fifth Circuit Court turned them down on Sunday, the Texas Tribune reported. See, even in the midst of all of the worry and the angst, there are still some rational, reasonable people out there, which is sort of a surprise. But even more surprising, there's rational, reasonable people on the Fifth Circuit Court in the great state of Texas. I don't know about you, but that gives me a little hope. It gives me a little hope that we can say that when a heartbeat is beating, that we should not stop it because it's rather inconvenient for us. It's also encouraging that there are still people, even in this, may I say, co-opted legal system, that still have a brain with at least a few functioning brain cells. If this law is not blocked by September 1, abortion access in Texas will come to an abrupt stop, says Mark Harmon, senior counsel at the Center for Reproduction Rights, in a statement published by the Tribune. Well, first of all, Mark, this statement does not outlaw abortion. It outlaws abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. So it's really not blocking abortion access in Texas. It's just preventing Texans from stopping a heartbeat. And you might consider at the Center for Reproductive Rights, which Mark is the senior counsel at, how about being pro-choice before conception? Just something to think about. He went on to say the law not only prohibits abortion if there's a fetal heartbeat, which can be detectable as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. You know, that's an interesting tell, isn't it? They try to defend themselves, and yet they just admit that as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, and you know, I'm not a woman, but if I understand correctly, a lot of ladies, they can be pregnant for 6 weeks and not even know it. So if you can detect a fetal heartbeat, and can we just say it's a baby's heartbeat? If you can detect a baby's heartbeat as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Ah! And even Mark says, if the guest host would have continued reading before becoming editorial, before many women even know they're pregnant. Well, we'll get back to the rest of it after this great message. I'm Jeffrey Daugherty. This is the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural. natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Jeffrey Daugherty, sitting in today. Thanks so much to Catherine and the team for bringing me on board. And we've got a very special guest for you today, but I also want to remind you, check out that Power Mall. It's what keeps this great platform going. You can order 24/7 from thepowermall.com, or you can call 877-817-9829 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our guest today is Payman Montahide. He is the founder and the grand poobah of the Freedom Law School. And you'll want to remember this. Go to livefreenow.org for information about Payman, because you're going to want to know more about it. Payman, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me, Jeffrey.
It's my pleasure, my friend. Now, we only have a short time with you today, so I want to encourage you to take the reins and speak to this great Power Hour audience and tell them as much as you can about what you've learned in your over a quarter of a century dealings with the Internal Revenue Service and how the American people, what responsibilities we have, what requirements we have. Payman Montahide, Freedom Law School, please share with this great audience your valuable information.
I'll be happy to do so, because I understand that your audience, Jeffrey, are truth seekers, people that believe in that the Bible verse that says, "My people suffer for lack of knowledge," is very true. And they know, your audience, that this satanic, corrupt system that's been trying to impose on us is based upon ignorance, deception, and fear. And your audience loves to know the truth to freedom, the godly love of truth, and that will free them. And I'm going to give them the information and ammunition they need to live free of IRS fear, which is false evidence appearing real, free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery, lawfully and safely. And before I go, I want to let your audience know that I've been at this for a long time, since 1992. I got involved with all this when I was 29 years old. I was born and raised in Iran in a Jewish family in 1962, came to America in 1977, learned from my father about politics at the age of 6 through 14 when I was there, because he talked about politics with his friend, not cars or sports. And I was sitting next to him. I learned a lot about politics of the world, how the world really works. So I had a very leg up on understanding things. So when I came to America and I found out America is no longer the land of the free and home of the brave, I was a little bit surprised, disappointed, but I became an activist in freedom. As soon as I became in 1989 an American citizen, and in 1992 I heard and found out that the average American is not legally required to file and pay the federal income tax. In fact, because of internet, and that laws are not available on internet for us to read by government's own official websites, over the last 2 years, I was able to most specifically identify who are the people who have to file income tax, and the rest of us don't. And those who are required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and anybody else that performs functions of federal public office, like soldiers, post office workers, congressmen, judges, and that's about it. So the rest of us living in the 50 states do not have to file income tax at all, Jeffrey.
Fascinating.
And so, by the way, Captain Joyce Riley, was an old friend of mine, and she spoke at my annual freedom rallies I used to have from 1999 till 2014 annual freedom events, which I brought anywhere from, 12 to 17 great freedom speakers like Congressman Ron Paul, Congressman Jay Traficant, Captain Joyce Riley, G. Edward Griffin, and others who spoke the truth and about all areas of our rights and our freedoms and our health, which were kept from us by the corrupt mainstream establishment, media, and the international bankers and their corporations, and the whole military security industrial complex that would reduce us to slaves. So I've been doing that for a long time, and so with that, I want to share something more about all this to give your audience a peace of mind. Folks, you can be free of the IRS if you are open to learn more about the matrix of deception and then the red pill of truth, which I'll be sharing with you on your newfound journey to freedom. And be ready, because a rabbit hole is going to get deep. Because this is only an interview, not video, you'll have to take my word for these things temporarily. And then go to Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, and watch the video and read the pages there that will clearly and positively back up everything I say from government's own official websites, the U.S. House of Representatives, the regulations put out by United States Treasury Department, and the U.S. Supreme Court. So, even in 1913, when income tax was laid out, it was not written for people of the 50 states. Even then, it was written for only at that time for Washington, D.C. and U.S. territories like Philippines, Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. Not for the people of the 50 states. The deception is they use the term U.S., U.S. individual income tax return. You are a U.S. citizen. And yes, all of you are, for nationality purposes, citizens of one of the 50 states united, called the United States. And that's the common definition of the term United States. When we use the term United States, we think about the 50 states united. Because every state in America, folks, is a country. A state is a country. You heard the term terrorist state. You heard about the term state of Israel. State is a country. America is not a country, folks. America is a union of 50 states. The 13 states were completely independent and sovereign in 1776. There was no federal government at all until 1989, 13 years later, the states created an agent for themselves. The federal government, United States, was created, and it delegated only a few certain specific powers to the federal government, like common defense, foreign relations, and so forth. And so what's going on is in a satanic system they're creating, God is dead. God's created man in his image, and we are the ones that created the local governments, communities that formed the state, and we delegated that some of those powers to the federal government as our agents. They want to do is a satanic one world government. Below that, the federal government, states, local governments, and people at the bottom with the God, creator, designer, completely dead. So we want to get it back to where it's supposed to be. We have rights that are given by Creator, and that's what the founders recognized in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. And it's still that way. We're just not taught these things in the public school system, the government, socialist, communist school system we have had in America for over 150 years. I did not know these things. Even when I was studying business and got my degree from the California State University in business and finance and marketing. So if you go to our website, livefreenow.org, you'll see right there on top of our page that 99% of Americans are not required to file and pay income tax. And the video, the 9-minute video there, clearly shows who is required to file income tax. But the 9-minute video there will link to other short videos and a more detail, over 50-minute description in more detail about this issue. Okay, so you want to go watch the longer video as soon as you can with more details. And it's pretty simple, folks. The process is you educate yourself, number one. Watch the videos. On our website, there's more material to read, educate you. And then there's petitions on our website that you all should read and send to congressmen. These petitions are written in very plain, easy-to-read language where the maze is deciphered of how these laws are connected. And the United States is Washington, D.C. in the Internal Revenue Code, with the exception of oil taxes and few other parts that are very different definitions of taxes. For example, Social Security taxes apply to four island territories of U.S., Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa, not even Washington, D.C. But by and large, the income tax applies. You know, the whole Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws are applying only to Washington, D.C. So you want to go do that and read that, and then you send it to your congressman. And all these letters, which have been thoroughly reread and reproofed, perfected. The first letter was really rewritten over 50 times to get it perfected. Easy to read, easy to understand, and legally perfect. And all the source material from the government's own official websites, I told you, are attached. Supreme Court, laws published by U.S. House of Representatives, and the United States Treasury Department's own regulations are attached with the relevant language highlighted. Dummy proof.
We have about 10 minutes left, and you've actually been on what I would call the IRS's 10 most wanted list, haven't you?
Yes, I've been there, huh? What about it?
It just goes to show that you know exactly what you're talking about from real-world experience. It's not coming out of a book. It's something that you've lived.
That's right. And that list doesn't talk about what Freedom Law School talks about, number one. Number two, you send it to your congressman and no charge on our website. You say, look, stop these criminals in government from ignoring the law that you wrote. If I'm wrong, however, humbly, I will accept it specifically on point. Show me, and I will pay my fair share. And so that way you got the defenses right there, because what more can you do than ask the lawmakers, here it is. Here's the law. If I'm wrong, correct me. You know, and now you have a record of that. You send those by certified mail. You keep record of that. Mail it to your congressman. And the other thing people need to understand, Jeff, is that IRS is really bluff, mostly bluff. I have a senator from Henry Belmont in 1969, way back then. He says a high IRS official told him that if the American people ever discovered that the IRS relies mostly on bluff, the entire system will collapse. And you see, they want to portray this image, the same fake news media that told us about the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, who told us about the corona hoax, who told us this thing that, oh, the 2020 election was completely fair. There was no cheating at all. Joe Biden is really duly elected president. The same corrupt fake news media for over 7 years and longer has told us that you better file and pay income tax. Otherwise, you get in trouble. You pay more tax and penalties, which is false. When you fill out those 1040 tax confession forms, folks, you are signing them under oath. You're putting the blade around your neck. You're putting the rope around your neck and handing it to the IRS to pull on that rope, to cut your throat with the blade you put by your neck, because those documents are written under penalties of perjury, under oath. You can go to prison for up to 9 years, folks. 9 years for every single 1040 tax form that you voluntarily sign and give to the IRS. And that's why the IRS has the power. Because you give them that power. You didn't realize that. The very act you think of, oh, I'll do the same thing and I'll file the 1040 form because I don't want to go to prison. It's the opposite. You have been deceived. That is what gives the IRS the power to audit you, to harass you, to take your bank account, paycheck, home, put you in prison. By far, well over 90% of most people IRS puts in prison are people who file 1040 tax confession forms. About 140 million people per year do file. And about, according to the IRS, about 80 million do not file. Yes, 80 million Americans do not file 1040 confession forms. That's what the IRS estimates. So why, if this is a lie, that if you don't file, you go to prison, just like the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax. So now I've given you guys enough information about all this. Go to livefreenow.org. Read the material on our website, and you can call us if you need help with our website to further educate you with our videos and pages. We actually answer our phones. Yes, we want to hear from you and guide you to freedom if you need it. The number's on top of our website, 813-444-4800, or go to livefreenow.org, and the tools are there. That some people say, Payman, but I want someone behind me. I don't want to become a lawyer, learn about all this stuff all over again. Don't worry. If you want that kind of help, you don't have to become a lawyer. We will support and guide you. We have programs to support you, give you unlimited consultation, handle everything, any IRS correspondence or anything IRS related. We can do it for you if that's what you want. It's available also. But your starting journey is, remember this, don't let the satanic fear stop you. Let your godly love of truth, because love is what creates fear, keeps us in our home, locked down, double mask, social distancing, no visitors. That's what fear does. And with the IRS, it's the same. Free yourself to breathe. Free yourself to discover. Free yourself to learn. IRS has been trying to put me in prison, and they can't. They know about me. Back in 1994, they looked at me for a year and a half by the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS as a potential tax protest fraud promoter. They found nothing. And they came after me for 2003 as an abusive tax shelter promoter investigation. And 13 years later, they officially, in 2016, they closed that baseless investigation. They assessed me in 2009 over 10 years of taxes, about $700,000. After a two-year battle, I had the IRS's own appeals office and the U.S. Tax Court reverse zero it all and have all the tax liens there. I've beaten them. Our students have beaten them. It's on our website at Live freenow.org. So it's your choice, my friend, to choose the red pill of love and truth versus a path matrix of fear and deception that have ruled you with. Now, the key is in your hand to put it, turn it, and for yourself. Jeff, do you have anything else you'd like me to speak more about, my friend?
Yes, Paymon, I just wanted to clarify one thing. It sounded to me like you said that you're far more likely to get in trouble with the IRS and to get jailed by the IRS if you file a tax form than if you don't file a tax form. Did I understand you correctly?
That is exactly the case. According to our website, the information there that the IRS stopped putting this information out because I put that information on our website, exposes the IRS as a weak link. The IRS, according to their own numbers, every year they put about 3,000 people in prison, about 104 million filers, and of the non-filers, 80 million, less than 200 of them are non-filers. Those are the only preparation. I guarantee you, my friends, you will not go to prison but if you follow the law as government's own website, like we have on our petitions to Congress. You send them to your congressman, okay, and you have that. And if you want, I'll pay the attorneys if they are dumb enough ever to come after you because they'd rather leave you alone. The radical people go into what I call baseless legal theories. You know, and these people are easy cannon fodder for the IRS. If you're into uniform commercial code, sovereign citizenship, you name it, capital letters, straw man, redemption, expatriation, adhesion contracts, birth certificate arguments, admiralty, yellow fringe flag, maritime, statutory jurisdiction versus common law arguments, bankruptcy of the United States, H.R. 192, and not using zip code in your mail, ad nauseum. All of that, the revocation of elections is baseless legal theories. I've known these people over 29 years I've been at this. They get in trouble using this baseless information. If you heard about those, fine, because I also started with those baseless legal theories back in 1992. But I divorced myself about those when I heard people more experienced than me taught me that's nonsense. So that's okay. Start going to our website, do the right thing at livefreenow.org, and you're going to find your way to freedom. And we're here to answer your questions. I do a weekly program, Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, Jeffrey, where I do a YouTube broadcast on Facebook also, and they can call and ask questions and call during daytime if you want to talk to one of my volunteers as well.
Now, Paymon, this great audience is full of people that love their God, that love their country, and that have patriotism deep in their heart. And most of these great people in this great audience are upset, they're worried about what's going on in their country, but they have this feeling that they can't do anything about it. I'm of the opinion, Paymon, that when people call you and avail themselves of your information, you empower us to know that we can do something against this runaway communist, socialist, satanic government. We can do something. We can defund it. Because if we don't pay, they don't get to play with our lives. And I'm so glad that you are bringing forth this information. What's coming up new from Freedom Law School and from you, Paymon?
Well, what's coming up new is are we providing a support for people to safely and comfortably get out of this satanic corrupt system. And you're absolutely right. You have people, folks, you have no legal, constitutional, ethical, or moral duty to pay income tax to your enemies. You know, these enemies are of us in FBI, in the CIA, in the NSA, in the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyer, who are using your labor, your money, you literally giving it away to them voluntarily to further use that to destroy you. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing that we can do, folks? That we actually, now that you know who your enemies are, you know you have no legal duty to pay your enemies, you pay them because you're afraid that if you don't, you're going to get in trouble. Isn't that the most common sense thing to do? Is do this process. By the way, this is what the founding fathers did. Way back in 1700s, they wrote petitions to to king before they revolted with guns. Keep your powders dry. Do this process. First Amendment first to be free.
It's the Freedom of Law School. LiveFreeNow.org. Tell them Jeffrey Daugherty sent you. All right, thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.